Yeah, we had, you know, some linemen up front that we have to replace off a real good football team last year, but we do have some core pieces coming back, so we're excited to get the year started and see what we have.
How has training camp gone to this point?
It's been good, you know. This year we had the extra week. Last year CIF moved up the start date, so got a little bit extra time to, you know, focus on special teams and all the extra small situational type stuff that you try and fit into camp. So it's been good. We've come out of it healthy, so we're ready to roll.
You lost a pretty good athlete, a quarterback last year, a young man that I later in the season, in the spring, I met at an awards dinner, Chris Ostring. And boy, what a senior year he had, huh?
Yeah, he did a really good job for us. Definitely a dual threat guy. Was able to throw the ball around for us and then also beat people with his feet. So it's going to be tough to replace. But, you know, we've got a kid coming up that we got a lot of confidence in. So hopefully he'll be able to get the job done for us.
All righty. Tell me about this young man.
Justice McComb. So he'll be a first-year starter. He did get some playing time up on varsity last year. You know, good athlete, great, you know, attributes as a quarterback. Did a really good job for us this summer and spring in the 7-on-7 circuit. So, you know, we're hoping we can put it all together and he can lead us this next year, too.
We're visiting with the head coach at Granite Hills High School, Kellen Cobbs. They're going to be taking on Poway tomorrow night on our radio.com app. 10-2 last year. Are you gotten this program to where you're comfortable now? Because it wasn't easy to get this program really generated again.
Yeah, took a few years and climbed our way up from, you know, bottom of Division III all the way up in Division I now. So, you know, I feel like we're getting some stability, and every year, you know, the expectations just kind of keep getting higher and higher, and you know, they keep moving us up. So we just got to take on the challenge and do the best we can with it. And our kids and our program's excited to be up in Division I, so we're ready for it.
Hey, Kellen, what was the biggest challenge when you took over this program?
Honestly, the biggest challenge is just getting kids to buy back into liking football and enjoying it. You know, there's some multi-sport athletes. We're starting to just be one-sport guys, and I think our whole athletic program's done a good job of, you know, keeping kids involved with multiple sports, and having those guys out in our program has definitely helped us be a better football team.
Where's the strength of your football team, you think, right now as you've gone through the offseason and getting ready for the first game tomorrow night?
I think definitely it's going to be our defense, returning 7 starters. So, you know, we're going to lean on those guys pretty heavily these first few games, and hopefully they can lead us. And that's kind of how we always develop our team first, is, you know, a little bit of being able to run the football and play defense, and they usually take you a long way. So really excited about our front four defensive linemen. They're all coming back with experience. And in the secondary, we got a lot of guys that can make plays, and it all kind of runs through our Eagle linebacker, which is Ethan Bishop, and that kid's been a 3-year starter now for us. So pretty confident on that side of the ball, and hopefully they'll be able to lead us here early in the season.
We're visiting with Kellen Cobbs, the head football coach at Granite Hills High School. Join us on our SDCCU fan hotline. You mentioned Ethan Bishop. Tell me about another young guy that I've been hearing a little bit about. I hear he can really run, and that is a Richard Harris, a running back and a cornerback.
Yeah, he's a, you know, I think if he was an inch and a half taller, he'd be a Pac-12 football player. Ran a 4.38 up at the UCLA camp this summer. So he's definitely turned some heads, but, you know, he's a smaller kid, plays a chip with a chip on his shoulder. Really excited to see what he can do for us offensively this year. We've moved him in from slot to permanently back at running back now, and it's really opened up some stuff for us. So we're excited to see what he can do for us on offense tomorrow night. And obviously, defense last year, he was able to shut down some of the best receivers in the county. So we know he can do it on that side of the ball.
Hey, Kellen, normally when you do interviews like this, you always talk about the quarterback and the running back and the wide receiver, all the glamour positions. You talked about your defensive line. You got some guys coming back. Talk about those guys that have been a big part of your program the last couple of years.
Yes, we have Jacob Hennessy and Jeremiah Satberry both coming back that started last year on the defensive line. Two very versatile players that can play, you know, inside and outside. And then we've taken one of our starting linebackers and moved him down, Joseph Cuero. He's been a 3-year starter, you know, getting some work at some Division I schools. Just a big, strong kid that, you know, likes to play physical, and that's what you want up front. So you know, we're excited to see what he can do, playing defensive tackle and a little bit of defensive end, you know, planning on putting him over a couple of those bigger kids over on Poway. I know they've got that big offensive tackle. So we're excited to see what he can do tomorrow night. And we've got a kid coming back, Zach Burton, who's only a sophomore, but kid's going to be a stud. His brother's up starting at UCLA right now. So, you know, he's definitely got the pedigree to be a very, very good football player. So I think that'll definitely be the strength of our defense to start, and we'll see what we can do from there.
We're visiting with Kellen Cobbs, the head football coach at Granite Hills High School. And I got to ask this question because I know when I was coaching a number of years ago as an assistant at Torrey Pines, I was always worried the first game of the year, you're worried about getting plays in and out. You're worried about, you know, your substitutions, having your special teams unit ready to go. Going into your first game, how concerned are you always with special teams, not only getting them on and off the field, but the execution? Because that's so hard to practice live in practice.
Yeah, so with this extra week of training camp, it's one of the biggest areas that we've hit. Typically close games, which we are expecting it to be. You know, typically they're lost on turnovers and then bad plays in special teams. So we've really focused on it a lot. You know, luckily we have a little bit of experience coming back in the return game. We do have a new long snapper and a long new punter, so both those guys are. We'll see what they can do. We did do some live reps last week with Saints, so they were able to get out there and kind of get a shot at it against somebody else. So we're hoping to for obviously no mistakes and some clean special teams tomorrow night.
Hey, I'll let you get out of here on this one. You know, I read all these articles this time of year that, you know, the numbers are down for football, and I realize we've already seen Claremont, they're going to forfeit their first ball game tomorrow night, and I know there's some other programs around that maybe they've got enough on varsity, but their JV or freshman programs are really lean. How are you guys doing as far as numbers at your levels?
We've been very blessed. We've got 60 on our freshman team, 45 on JV, and about 60 on varsity. So we've got a pretty big squad. Last year, we were actually able to field two freshman teams. So, you know, we've tried to make it fun. I think that's one of the biggest things that, as coaches, to keep the game going, we need to try and do is just make sure we keep football fun. Majority of these kids, this is going to be the only time they play in their life. So, you know, I think at times coaches get wrapped up into, you know, making it a little bit too much of a grind for the kids, and we just try and keep it fun and keep as many kids out as we can. And like I said, I'm a big proponent of, you know, kids playing multiple sports. So, you know, I've talked to the baseball guys that need to go play some summer games, and, you know, made them well aware that, hey, go play some baseball and come to practice in the summer when you can, and when it's time to hit the season, you can come out and get things rolling. But I think a lot of coaches are starting to try and say, hey, you got to be, you know, just a football player, just a basketball player, just this or that. But, you know, our athletic department's done a good job of keeping kids involved with multiple sports. So